Hello and welcome to the IRPP's Interview with the Author series. Today we are joined by my guest, Jenna Hennebry. She is an associate professor with the Bazilee School of International Affairs and the associate director of the International Migration Research Center at Wilfrid Laurier University. She's the author of the new study, Permanently Temporary, Agricultural Migrant Workers and Their Integration in Canada, published by the Institute for Research on Public Policy. We joined her today in Waterloo, Ontario. Welcome, Professor Hennebry.
Hello there. Thank you for having me.
So to begin, can you paint us a picture of a day in the life of your typical migrant farm worker in Canada?
Sure. Migrant farm workers in Canada find themselves in rural areas, typically, often outside of urban centers and isolated on farms. They will typically work all day and in the late hours of the evening return to their bunkhouses, where they are often living together in small quarters, sometimes overcrowded quarters, and basically to sleep for the night and get ready to start the work day again.
And so what are some of the barriers that they face while they're working in Canada?
There are numerous barriers, and they range from barriers such as these particular workers tend to have lower levels of education, have lower language skills and levels of literacy. They also extend to factors such as having their migration status and their work permit effectively tied to their employer that names a particular employer on their work permit. Other factors are things such as social isolation and lack of access to the kinds of supports that we have for permanent immigrants in this country.
And for this study, you've developed a foreign worker integration scale. Can you tell us a bit about your scale and, in particular, how well integrated migrant farmers are according to the scale?
Sure. I've developed a labor migration integration scale that basically can be applied in a variety of contexts. But if we take the scale and we turn our lens towards Canada and towards Canada's programs that bring in agricultural migrant workers, I really wanted to have a look at how well Canada measures up. And what we find is actually that Canada doesn't really do very well on this scale, surprisingly, given the long history we have with agricultural labor migration in this country. The scale includes factors such as are human rights consistent with the human rights codes and frameworks that we have? So are the daily experiences of rights of these workers and are their rights protected? Labor rights and workplace regimes consistent with resident workers. Factors such as whether or not they have full access to health care and social benefits. Same in terms of access to permanent residency and the extent to which these migrant workers are also engaged or connected into communities in which they live and work.
And so given the findings of the scale and of your study, why should we be concerned about the integration of migrants who are supposedly just temporary?
Well, this is why I titled the paper Permanently Temporary, and this is something that has been talked about among researchers in this area for some time, which is the fact that agricultural labor migration in particular is far from temporary in this country. We've been bringing agricultural migrant workers into the country for more than 45 years. They have a long-standing presence in many communities across the country and often not the urban centers. And these communities are radically changed every year when migrant workers come to these communities. And we need to think long-term about solutions to integration challenges that we may face, because this could have pretty significant consequences for Canada, particularly for our goals of social cohesion.
And so finally, what are some of your recommendations to improve the integration and the quality of life of these migrant farm workers?
There are a number of recommendations, which include factors such as providing at least a pathway to permanent residency. This, of course, will not solve all of these challenges, but will be one possible step forward. Other sort of more tangible, immediate kinds of factors include things like providing access to the same kinds of services that we have available to permanent immigrants in this country, such as translation, language training, are two factors that could be really, really beneficial for this group. Other things such as providing information sessions and packages, information packages on rights and health and safety upon arrival into the country. These are just some of the suggestions that are offered in this paper.
Well, thank you very much for your time today, Professor Hennebry.
Thank you very much.
Professor Hennebry is an associate professor with the Bazzi School of International Affairs and the associate director of the International Migration Research Center at Wilfrid Laurier University. She is the author of the new study, Permanently Temporary Agricultural Migrant Workers and Their Integration in Canada, published by the Institute for Research on Public Policy. The study is available free of charge from our website at www.irpp.org. We joined her today in Waterloo, Ontario.